Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Hey, 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 hey
thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, tell me.
You've been so good this morning. You've been.
I gotta move on.
Been so good.
Is that anybody else's testimony about besides myself?
Tell me you've been so.
I see you, Betty Jackson.
Been so good.
Good to see you, girl.
You've been so good. You've been so. Been so good. Hallelujah. And
I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I want to thank
you. I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made
a way.
I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you made.
See my way sometimes, you made a way.
And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
You didn't leave me no forsaken. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Dinah Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that you decided to stop by and to listen in on this morning to this great worldwide gospel connection, Man of Monday broadcast. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the worldwide gospel connection is on the air. You know the number. It's 563-999-3628. Press 1 and then acknowledge us and let us know that you want to speak. Maybe you want to share your testimony. Maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. Maybe you want prayer. We will be glad to assist you in any one of those areas. And listen, remember to tell a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and that we are here and we are here and we are here. We are here for you on this morning. You know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray, as we call on the name of the Lord, as we encourage you on this morning, and as we strengthen you on this morning through this prayer and the sharing of our scripture on this morning. So lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray. Come on in and let's turn our face toward the heavens of our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and where our Father sits on the throne. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come to you in prayer. Father, to give your name praise, to give your name glory. God, to give your name honor, to give your name dominion, to give your name power. For it's only that's just and is due unto you. Father, we thank you for opening up ways like only you know how. God, we thank you for closing doors, Father, that the enemy tried to leave open. Father, we pray that you would strengthen and encourage us on today, God. God, in our faith on today, God, in our trust in you, in our belief in you, in our leaning and depending not just only on you, God, but in you as well. God, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, we pray, God, that you would move, God, by your power and by your strength. God, no matter what they may find themselves in today, God, let us know, God, no matter where we may find ourselves at today, no matter what we may be struggling with on today, God, let us know on today, God, that you are here to encourage us, empower us, and to strengthen us, God. God, and for that, we give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name dominion. And we give your name power. God, we understand, God, and God, that we will go through storms. Father, we understand, Father, that we will see rough days. But we also know that there is a God that is able to do, God, exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask us in. So in that, Father, we give your name praise. Father, in that we give your name honor. In that we give your name dominion. And we say thank you and have your way on today as we take our hands off this broadcast, God. God, and we lift it up to you. And we say do with it what you will. Whatever direction you desire to go in, Father. That's the way we will go. And we're trusting in you, believing in you, and knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask us in. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. So we want to make sure that we share our morning scripture with you. And then we're going to acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. Our morning scripture this morning, guys, will be coming from the book of Isaiah 41. And it's going to be verse 13, Isaiah 41, verse 13. And it reads as this. It says, "For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." I'm going to read that again because that did something for me. "For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee." For I will help thee. Thank you, Father God, for the reading, the blessings, and the doers, the hearers, the readers, and the receivers of your word on this morning. Our broadcast has expanded its bands. We are now in 20 9 countries as of today. We're at 29 countries, and we're just excited about being able to share this gospel with the world. And we're just excited just to be able to be that broadcast that goes into those countries and that are blessing and that are encouraging and empowering the people of God with the word of God. You know, the Bible tells us to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. We are to go into the upper parts of Judea and into Samaria and into Asia and all these other places and compel men to come to Christ. And with this worldwide gospel connection, we've been able to do that. We've been able to bless and do that, and we've been able to encourage and do that. We've been able to infect the lives of those that are looking for Christ, and we thank God for that. We thank God for being able to do that. Look, some of these countries, listen, this is my little soapbox moment. Some of these countries, guys, that's listening in, it is taboo. It's against their, there's so many other different religions, but to confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is considered as I guess the only word I can describe is like they're God Almighty. It's a taboo thing. It's against everything that they believe in, and with that, with them sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ or hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, it could cost them their lives. And some of them, when they're caught with a scripture, ladies and gentlemen, not a Bible, but a scripture, some of them have. See, we would think that this is just the most craziest thing in the world for us to take a scripture and tear it out of the Bible. But they take and they seize these Bibles and take these Bibles and they have Bible burning ceremonies where they take these Bibles and throw them on piles and piles of Bibles, and they set them on fire. They light them and set them on fire. But watch this here. Some of them, before those Bibles are taken, they'll take that scripture and they'll take it and they'll roll that scripture up and they'll put it in their belts, or they'll put it in their hats, or they'll take them and put them in their shoes. And we think that that's crazy, but can I bless you? Can I give you something? Can I give you some strength? Sometimes that's the only thing that they have to do, and with that, they're standing on the word of God. They're girding their loins with the word of God. They're binding upon their fingers. They're binding upon their head. They're doing whatever it takes to have that scripture in their lives, because watch what happens, ladies and gentlemen. That is the very thing that is keeping them in perfect peace, is knowing that they have that scripture. And some of us, watch this here. Some of us will sit in front of our phone, or we'll sit in front of our computer, and we'll sit and we'll watch the gospel, or we'll listen to it on the radio or whatever. And these people are longing to be inside the church. They're longing to be in a place where the gospel is being preached, where not only that they can hear it, but they can participate. They can feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. So I invite you today. Come back to the house of God. Come back to the house of God. Come back to church and sit under the anointing. Sit in the place where God is moving by his power and by his strength. And he is speaking life and speaking life more abundantly. When he's encouraging and empowering and strengthening us on a day-to-day basis. Walking into that place, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We can trust in him, we can believe in him, and we can know that he is doing what he said he's going to do. Encourage us. Empower us. Grace us with his unmerited favor. So what I want you to do, I want you to do me a very big favor on today, because these people desire to be in the presence of a God and in the presence of the Lord But a lot of times, because they are there, because they want to be there and they want to do it, their lives are at stake. Many of them, ladies and gentlemen, are executed in the streets. They're made an example out of. Some of them, their homes are ripped apart. The father and the son is sold into slavery. The mothers are taken and separated from their daughters, and they're made servants, and their families never see each other again. Simply because, watch this here, they want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But can I bless you? Can I give you something to work with on today? I want you to pray. I want you to seek the Lord. I want you to call on the name of the Lord for them. Put them on your prayer list today as you begin to pray and ask God to move by his power and by his strength for the lives of those that's connected to you. You may not remember every name that I call out on this radio broadcast on today. But what I want you to do, watch what I want you to do. Just say, Lord, bless the ones that are listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Just say that. Just say that. And that'll cover all of the radio, all of the ones that are listening to us on the broadcast. That'll cover everybody that's listening in. If y'all would just do that one favor for me today, in your time of prayer, cover them. Cover them. Pray that the Lord protect his hand would be on their life, and he would do just that. Amen? Amen. So I want to go ahead on and acknowledge those great countrymen. And again, we want to say thank you to you guys for listening in and being a part of what we're doing. And remember, guys, to like and to share this broadcast. Please like and share this broadcast. It'll be a blessing to somebody on today. It'll be a blessing to somebody on today. Big blessing to a young man or a young lady on today. It'll be a blessing to your uncles, to your nephews, to your grandsons, to your godsons, all those sons in your life today. I want this word, I believe today, will encourage them. This word today will encourage them. So let us go get in and acknowledge those great countries. And we want to say thank you again for all your participation and support. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, we have Italy, we have Thailand, we have Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to say thank you guys so much for your continued support of being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we love you, and we're praying for you. Know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Just trust in him. And he'll make a way out of no way. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we'll go ahead on and we're going to share what the Lord has laid on our hearts to share with you this morning.
Jesus, please mention my name when you talk to your Father today. Life down here feels so strained. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Jesus, please mention my name. See, I got some bad news today. Be nice if you can carry this weight. tears got me questioning my faith. What else to do? The safest place to hide is you. You are the door I now walk through. He sees me, 'cause he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Can't help but love you. Jesus, I appreciate it. Yes, for me, protects me from things unseen, right between God and me. He intercedes for me, say,
He intercedes,
yes,
for me, protects me from things
unseen,
right between God.
Like a big brother.
He's standing up for me. Oh, what a shall it be?
But soon,
soon the whole world,
they'll see,
will see
that Jesus,
He intercedes,
thank you,
for me.
Every day,
He's standing up for me. Oh, what a shall
everywhere.
It be?
Watching.
Zaza, 10 years ago, I asked you for that beat. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
So I need to know, can I get that beat again?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Amen, 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 amen. Listen, I think that this passage of scripture will encourage us on this morning. You'll find us in 1 Kings. You'll find us in 1 Kings, and that's 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. And we're going to read that 41st and 42nd verse, 41 and 42, verses 41 and 42. And it reads this, thus, and he said, Elijah said unto Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Watch this here. Verse 42 says, so Ahab went up, ate and drank, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and casted himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Father, may you add a blessing to the readers, the doers, and receivers of your words now. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. 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 I want to share with you this morning a simple topic, a very simple topic. It's nothing complicated. It's nothing complex. But I want to share with you a topic, and the topic is trusting God in the sound. Trusting God in the sound. I want to deal with first off, there was a drought in the land. There was a drought in the land, and with the drought being in the land, what really blessed me was the fact that this drought had lasted for so long that they began to get weary. They began to get worried. They began to get frustrated because they hadn't had rain in a while, and because they hadn't had rain in a while, they became frustrated, and with them being frustrated, watch what happens now. Watch what happens and frustrated and waiting for something that you know that God has promised you. They got frustrated in the place where God had said that it was going to happen. But watch here. God, with them being frustrated, they had to rely on a situation or a circumstance. Watch this here. That God had promised but hadn't arrived yet. Come here. Come a little closer. I want to show you something. Because God has already put his stamp of approval on it, we got to learn how to listen for, God help me right through here. We got to learn how to listen for the sound that God makes in our place. And watch this here. Of patiently waiting upon the Lord. We dealt a couple of Sundays ago with there's power in your wait. I wanted to go a little bit deeper, but I couldn't really go into it. But I wanted to get all down up in it, but I didn't get a chance to because it was so pregnant with purpose and so pregnant with power. I have to do a series of it. But watch this. What I learned is. In our wait, ladies and gentlemen, if we are so frustrated, we'll miss the sound. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. In our patiently waiting on the Lord, if we get so frustrated, we'll miss the sound. Because watch this. In our frustration, there are other people that are connected to us. And in them being connected to us, watch what happens now. Their frustration becomes your frustration. Hello, lights and walls. I don't need but two or three amens to get on board, and let's ride this thing till the wheels fall off. If you really want to know the truth about the matter is this, that it may not look like you want it to look, but if you trust God in the sound, he'll move on the sound. I'm going to say it again. If you trust God in the sound, he'll move on the sound. Come here. Come a little closer. I need you to get your good miracle ear on it and listen real close. If you trust God in the sound, he'll move on the sound. And watch what Elijah did. Elijah spoke something that, watch this here, that had not happened yet, and he told Ahab, he said, now I want you to go, and I want you to eat and to drink, because I hear a sound of abundance of rain. Y'all didn't get it. I want you to go, and I want you to eat and drink, because I hear a sound of abundance. Wait a minute, I'm gonna say it again because y'all didn't get it. Y'all miss y'all shout cue. Y'all miss y'all holler cue. He said, I want you to go. I want you to eat and drink. In other words, I want you to go and I want you to rejoice in rejoice on a sound. Oh God, help me right through here. I want you to go and I want you to rejoice on a sound. I want you to go and I want you to rejoice on a sound. See, because watch what happens when you rejoice on a sound. When you rejoice on a sound, God will move for you because, watch it, you put your praise on it, you put your weight on it because you understand that I may not see it yet, but I'm trusting God in something that I heard from him. Come on, and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. I can trust God on his word because he said that he is no short of his word. That's that he said he will perform. He said, Lord, I'm with you always to the end of the earth. He said, I'm going to perform. He said, my word shall not go out void. What I spoke, oh my God, what I spoke has got to come to pass. But I have to learn how to look for God's sound. Okay. Now, I'm gonna mess with you real bad. I'm gonna jack up some thoughts, some patterns maybe that you got in your mind. I'm gonna mess with you real bad. There is a frequency. There's a thing called a dog whistle. Oh God, you're gonna mess them up with this one. There's a such thing called that's called a dog whistle. And with this dog whistle, we can take this whistle and we can blow the whistle. Every dog in the neighborhood will start barking because it's a pitch and a sound, God, that only the dogs can hear. There's a pitch and a sound that only dogs can hear, and they will begin to bark. Because only the only ones that heard it was the dog. Can I show you something? You can rejoice because there's a sound that God made for you, and you can't get mad because other people don't hear the sound. You got to learn how to trust God in your in your own place, in your own sound, because watch there, everybody ain't gonna have the same rejoicing power that you got. Everybody ain't gonna be able to shout hallelujah in your circle because they're not, because they didn't hear what you heard at the time that you heard it. Some things God spoke to you, watch this here, let me show you something. Some things God spoke to you because, watch this here, you were ready. Some of them, God help me right through here, some of them didn't receive it because they weren't prepared. But see, it's a place in God that you've been waiting. There's a place in God that you've been trusting. There's a place in God that you've been leaning on. That's some stuff that you told God, God, if you don't do nothing but show up in my life right about now, God, if you don't do nothing but help me clap my hands, God, if you don't do nothing but say amen, if you don't do nothing, Lord, but say you're going to make it, you're going to be all right. If you don't do nothing, God, but say that all things are working together for my good, Lord, if you don't do nothing but say that I'm going to be okay in the midst of this, if you don't do nothing, Lord God, but Lord, say I'll see you on the other side of this. Come here, Lord, if you don't do nothing but say that all is well, God, if you don't do nothing but say, God, I can be okay at the end of this, watch what happens. I'll be able to trust you in the midst of what it is that I'm going through because I understand now, God, that it is not what I see, it is what I heard. Come on, say it again, because that blessed about 500 of y'all. It is not what I say, Father, but it's what I heard. I'm going to say it again, because that right there made somebody's day. It's not what I say, Father, but it's what I heard. And the thing that I heard sounds like an abundance. Let's turn page. Elijah said something to Ahab, told him to go and eat and drink. And he said, because I hear a sound of abundance. Ahab went up And he did just what he told him to do. Now, I'm finna mess with you real bad. Because see, sometimes we gotta rejoice on the promise before we get there. Sometimes we gotta shout on the promise before we y'all sit down, because y'all about to lose your mind. Y'all out here wilding out. Listen, sit down, people of God. See, you gotta rejoice in the promise, even though the promise hadn't showed up. And watch what Elijah did. Elijah did not just go and give the word. Elijah went and did something crazy in the midst of the word that was given. He went and he prayed. Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? See, watch this. Even though you don't see it, God help me, but you heard it. Sometimes you gotta pray yourself through it. See, you watch this here. Let me give you your other point. Let me give you your other point. Not only do you have to trust God when you don't see it, but you gotta pray in it while God's working it out. Mm-hmm. God, shit, See, you got to pray in it, even though you heard it and you didn't see it. God, you gonna mess them up. You got to understand something. In the sharing of God's word or God's promise, in the sharing that what God says, you have to change your posture. You got to change your posture, people of God. Let me give you something to work with. Let me show you the posture of the prophet. The prophet not only changed the way he saw it, he had to leave the place. Not only did you have to change your posture, but you got to change your position. You got to literally change your position. See, a posture change, you can just sit up. You can sit up in a chair and change your posture. But see, it's a whole different ball game when you get and you move out of the comfortable place and you move out of home. You move out of the comfortable place, and when you move out of the comfortable place, what you do then is you literally shift positions, and when you shift positions, that's how your posture is more effective. I'm going to say it again. When you shift positions, when you change out of the position, if you change out of the place, see, it's important that you get from around people who are next. Who are negative. Stop connecting yourself with negative folk, because negative folk will cause you to miss what God is saying to you. Negative folk, come here, sit a little bit closer to the fire, get your miracle ear and turn it all the way up. Turn it all the way up and hear me real good. See, you got to get from around negative people, because when you're around negative people, what you wind up doing is you wind up missing what God is saying to you, because you're around negative people. Negative people will cause you to speak into places that you don't need to speak. Negative people will cause you to trust in people. Watch this here. God, help me right through here. And will cause you to miss the promise, because watch this here. You're no longer listening to God's word, but you're listening to what they're saying. And watch what they do. If you're not careful, negative people will interject things into the promise and cause the promise to become a miscarriage. How many of you under the sound of my voice have you ever been in a place to where, seriously, and I'm just going to be honest, I'm going to be honest, and, you know, I'm going to be honest in the room, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you something to work with. How many of y'all in the room right now have you ever had a negative person talk you out of your blessing? I wait. How many of you all that is under the sound of my voice, you had a business venture and you were going to do well in it, but because negative Nancy sat there and interjected something in your ear, passive Mrs. Patty sat there and interjected something in your ear and said something to you and called you to miss the promise of God simply because, watch this, they were in your ear and they were speaking out of it. So this is why it's important for you to change posture and position. So here Elijah was. Elijah went up to Mount Carmel. And when he went up to Mount Carmel, Elijah bowed to the earth and he put his head between his knees. I'm going to say that again because watch this here. You missed it. You missed the whole thing. Elijah bowed to the earth. And when he bowed to the earth, the Bible says he put his head between his knees. I'm going to say it again because you missed it. He bowed to the earth. And then he put his head between his knees. See, sometimes you have to get dirty. You got to get in a low place. I wish I had my DJ on here. You got that baritone where it go all the way down. Low. Sometimes your position requires you to get into an uncomfortable position. I'm going to let that marinate. Whew. When you literally, really, honestly, God wants God to move and shift some stuff in your life, you got to get into an uncomfortable place in order for you to really understand what God. See, one of the most important things I want you to take away from this is that the sound that he heard required a uncomfortable place. I'll say it again. The sound that he heard required him to be in an uncomfortable place. I'm going to say it again because that blessed about 500 of y'all. The sound required him to be in an uncomfortable place. Now, what does that have to do with the cost of tea in China? I'm so glad you asked, because watch what happened now. When you are uncomfortable and God blesses you, he brings you to a place of confidence, and you'll remember your uncomfortable place. When God gets ready to shift you, watch what I shared with him on Friday in our Word Friend Friday. If y'all didn't get a chance to listen, go to Spotify and check it out. We got it up on Spotify. See, See, what happens is God gets you in an uncomfortable place, blesses you in an uncomfortable place. He shifts you, and what he does is when you move to the next place, you're in an uncomfortable place. So when you go, watch this, and he blesses you in an uncomfortable place, and then he'll move you to the next place. Then he'll put you in another uncomfortable place, and then he'll bless you in an uncomfortable place, and he'll move you. And then watch this, you get to that next place, and you get in an uncomfortable place, and then he'll move. Watch this here. What is the purpose of him doing that? Watch this here. Let me show you. The purpose for that is simply this, ladies and gentlemen. I got to get you uncomfortable, because if I get you comfortable here, you're going to wind up staying here. I can't move you if you're comfortable. I can't shift you if you're comfortable. Brothers, let me show you something. Sometimes God will put you in a uncomfortable place because you didn't got so used to being around the homies. You done get, yeah, man, yeah. You didn't got so used to being around your homeboys. You didn't got so used to being around the boys. You done got so used to being hanging out with the fellas. But watch what God will do. God will make it uncomfortable for you so you can move and go to the next level. Because watch this. There are people that is in your circle that is not prepared to shift because there's not time for them to shift. They will sit and they will hold court and they will hold place and they will hold position. And watch it. And they will hold you back. Because while I said they have been so comfortable for so long in a place that God has spoke to them and told them, it is literally time for you to shift. It's time for you to move. And there you find Elijah in an uncomfortable position, but trusting God. He's bound to it. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. Watch this here. What's the point of this meal? This is the point of this meal. Elijah is bowed to the ground, head between his knees, praying. And this is what the Lord showed me. Your prayer is not always going to be a place of comfort. See, sometimes you got to pray and cry. Sometimes you got to pray and be in pain. Sometimes you got to pray and be disheartened. Sometimes you got to pray and be in a struggle. Sometimes you got to pray and not so much as believe, which, okay, you need biblical reinforcement. Lord, help my unbelief. This was not a statement. That was a prayer. Lord, help my unbelief. He said, it ain't that I don't believe, but I struggle in a place of unbelief. Sometimes you got to pray even when you're your sound, ladies and gentlemen, that you're looking for and that you're trusting in, watch this. Sometimes your sound has to be challenged. Oh, my God. Sometimes your sound, people of God, has to be challenged. Not because God's not going to bring it to pass, but because if I give it to you and you are not ready, turn the page. If I give it to you and you haven't been tested and tried it, turn the page. If I give it to you and you have not been fortified, turn the page. If I give it to you and you have not been mentally prepared for it, when you get it in your hand, you're having a prodigal son experience. We thought the parable of the prodigal son was just about God receiving his son back to him after he had been in the world doing all the wrong in the world. Now, see, what y'all missed is, y'all missed the whole, see, y'all, what y'all did was, y'all ate the filling and left the crust. Y'all ate the filling and left the crust. Y'all missed the crust. See, sometimes we can eat the filling and the edges of that crust. That's where all that buttery goodness is at. See, y'all missed the buttery goodness of the text. Watch this here. Let me show you something. You look at the prodigal son, and you see the prodigal son, and when you see the prodigal son, ladies and gentlemen, you think the prodigal son is one of those situations where the prodigal son, he was so disrespectful. He took and left, and his father wasn't even dead, and he asked for his goods from his father, and he just left. No, the crux of the matter is, I had to let you ask for the portion that didn't belong to you yet. I had to let you go out and do the righteous living. I had to let you get out there and lose friends and get in the hog pen and get ready to eat the slop in order for you to realize, that you're nothing more than just a servant that God called you to be. He said, how many high servants? Y'all don't believe me. Y'all need scripture. Let me give y'all scripture. How many high servants does my father have? I will run and go to my father and say, I will be a servant. See, we get a title and we lose it. We lose the power of the servant. Who am I blessing? Who am I encouraging? Who am I strengthening right now? You get the power of the prophet, but you lose the power. You lose the strength of the servant. You get the position of pastor, but you get the position of apostle, but you lose the power of servant. Become the one that wants to be served instead of being the one that serves. And now you think that you're supposed to have people carry your books. You're supposed to have, come here, let me show you something. You're supposed to have people to go warm up your car for you. You're supposed to have people that's supposed, when you walk in the door, have your favorite coffee, your favorite tea, have your area set up for you with your Bible and all that stuff laid out for you. You think that's supposed to be happening. And so what I had to do is I had to get you in a position, in a place to where you had to lose all of that. In order for you to understand that my main position and my main spot has been, will always be, me being a servant. Your position of servant never changes, ladies and gentlemen. So I said all of that to say this. He fell on his face, got in an uncomfortable position, and acted like the servant that he was. Now watch this here. Let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go a little bit deeper. He sent his servant. After he prayed, he sent his servant. He told me, he said, now I want you to go out there and look and look toward the sea and see. Look toward the sea and see what you can see. See. On the sea. He sent him seven times. He went seven, came back eight. What you say? He went seven and came back eight. And he told him, he said, on the seventh time, and I'm getting ready, I'm going to close the door on this thing. He went on the seventh time and came back on the eighth time, and he told him, he said, I see a cloud rising from the sea as the size of a man's hand. Rejoice in God for the small victory. Rick, get a little bit closer to the fire, and let me help you clap your hands and shout your shout, dance your dance, sing your song, and get yourself in your happy place. Watch this. Rejoice in the small thing that God. He said, I saw a cloud rising from the sea as the size of a man's hand. Now, my question to you is this. How could you see a cloud the size of a man's hand coming up out of the sea? I'm not doubting the Bible. I'm not doubting what the man of God saw. I'm not doubting any. But how do you see something that's small, and all the other times you've gone, you didn't see it? See, sometimes what I realize is this. God will send you through a thing so you could see a thing that you wouldn't normally see if you hadn't gone through it. Y'all sit down. Y'all act like y'all done been through some storms before. Listen, you got to learn how to look for God in the smallest thing in your life. Lord, thank you for air. Just imagine that you woke up and all of a sudden all the air in your body was gone. Any of my asthmatic people that's under the sound of my voice this morning, have you ever had a good asthmatic attack and you can't catch your breath? And you reaching for your inhaler, and then you get you a couple of good puffs in, and then air comes. First thing out of your mouth should be, if it ain't, thank you, Jesus. Or God, dog on it, thank you, God. I was almost out of here. Lord, thank you for the activity in my limbs. My wrist was bothering me so bad a couple of weeks ago, y'all. I couldn't even make a fist. Every time I touched it hurt. Every time I moved it a certain way, it hurt. I had to wrap it and put biofreeze and take an Advil and laying hands and praying and talking to the Lord about it. But watch this here. Now that I got the full motion of my wrist, baby, listen, thank you, Lord. Anybody ever had foot surgery? Anybody has foot surgery? What is that thing called when you hit your toe and then it's a clot of buildup in your foot? I had that happen to me on my big toe and could not put pressure on my foot. Listen, that's the most uncomfortable thing in the world. You lose most. Thank God for the activity of your limbs. Thank God for the small thing. Thank you, Lord, for being able to pay my rent this month. Thank you. Listen, thank you, Lord, that you kept us out safe all night last night. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning with my mind, with clothes in my right mind to be able to even play to you. Thank God for the small stuff. Because in the thinking of this small stuff, what you do is you literally shift God's hand to your life. So here he is, he looks out and sees a small cloud the size of a man's hand, and he goes back to Elijah, and the servant goes back to Elijah and tells Elijah, he says, I see this cloud the size of a man and rise and out of the sea. He said, get in your chariot and go down the mountain before the rain comes. He heard the sound of abundance of rain, but he didn't even see no clouds. That's the part that y'all need to shout on right there. He heard a sound of abundance of rain, and it hadn't even showed up yet. See, sometimes you got to thank God for the invisible until it's visible. Right into the devil's eye. Listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes you got to thank God for the invisible before it becomes visible. Because watch this, it has to come. The sound has already been made. The declaration has already been made. The promise has already been made. If you shout in the midst of it, if you praise God in the midst of it, if you thank God in the midst of it, watch what happens when it literally comes to pass for you. He would, oh my good God from Zion, he would literally, out of the abundance of who he is, show up and end your drop. Because you thank him. Yes, God. You thank him for a thing that you heard and hadn't even seen yet. Now say things, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Now, your faith has to come to where the sound is. Sometimes it is just literally the sound. Resonates longer than what we expected. But by God, he's going to do what he promised. He will show up and he'll show out on your behalf. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share this gospel, to share this word on today with these your people. Thank you, Father, that not only did your word go forth with power, but your word went forth with strength. And now those that were under the sound of your voice, that was transitioned and encouraged and empowered because they trusted in you in a time when they couldn't trace you. So, Father, now give them revelation. Give them confirmation. Give them peace. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we pray. For you are able to do what no other power can do. And we lean and depend on you today, God. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. In the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Let's go. Everybody go.
Something was said or done on today that will that was blessing to you. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to end the broadcast on tonight, on this morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. And you know, before as we do before we close out, we want to give you the invitation to Christ. We want to extend to you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Maybe you're in a place right now to where you're trusting God for something, or maybe you don't understand or know why you're in the place that you're in. But I'm learning, ladies and gentlemen, that in this thing that we're in the place that we're in the relationship that we're in the mindset that we're in. There is a shifting in God, and sometimes it's a lot more difficult than what we are prepared for. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't always understand why God allows us to be in things or in places that we're in, but I know that He is a God that knows all, sees all, and is all. And there's a scripture that I cleave to it helps me through my some of my difficult times. And I have to rewind my mind on it. And when I rewind my mind on it, there's a scripture that says this to us. It says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways. Sometimes God have to take us through that, up the backside of the mountain, through the woods, into our destination. Because if we go from a valley situation to a victory, we'll take a valley mentality and mindset with us, and we'll miss God. We'll miss the whole purpose of what He had to take us to. Some days, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to go through our valleys. And some, can I be honest with you, sometimes we go through valleys because of things that we acquire while we're on the mountainside. We acquire things while we're going through the woods. So God has to take us through those things and let us stay in those things a little bit longer, because instead of us releasing the valley, we took the valley to put to the backside of the mountain. Now we got a backside of the mountain and a valley situation at the same time. And then go from a valley situation, a mountainside situation, to going into the wilderness. And then we got a valley, wilderness, and mountainside experience. And God can take us into the promise, because we got to get rid of all of that stuff that we carry. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we carry them because people have deposited things in our lives. But can I bless you? To your blessed face. Push you to your purpose. Drive you to your destiny. And let's get that together real quick. If necessary for you to be at this place that you are right now. Because God wants you to release some people, some situations and some circumstances, so you can be free, so you can be delivered, so you can see Him for who He is. Watch this here. So you can trust Him in the midst of what you see. Because today, watch this here. Today is a good day to trust God. Today is a good day to trust God. Not only will He show up and show out, but He will do what He said He'll do. And that is bring you to your destined place in Him. Bring you to your peaceful place in Him. So let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for those that are under the sound of our voice on today. Father, we pray that they would find peace and solace in the situation that they're in. God, they may not understand why they're there. They might understand what is going on in their current situation. But, Father, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to Your purpose. And then Your purpose, God, will be made manifest in our lives. And not only made manifest, but Lord, it will show up. And it will show You might. And show You strong. And show that You are God all by Yourself. And that You could do exceedingly abundant above all we can ask. Think. So we lean on You today. We trust in You today. We glorify You today. Because it is in You we live. It's in You we breathe. It's in You we have our pain. Father, we thank You for the ones that are giving their lives even now. Because in the book of Romans 10 and 9, in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9, says that they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. But there are those that were backslidden. There are those that knew You at one point and lost a relationship with You. Them as well. God, that you would put them back on the right path. God, and they start their journey again. Shake the dust from their feet, God. God, wipe themselves off. Wipe themselves off clean. Wipe the tears from their eyes, okay? God, straighten up, God, their armor. God, that they can continue in the fight. God, and they'll be able to go on just a little bit further, and just a little while longer. Father, we thank you anyway, for you are God. You are God alone. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Now, those of you all who would like to sow, you'd like to sow a seed, you can do so by going to your Cash App or your Zelle and go there, and you can deposit a seed into this ministry that causes us to be able to reach the masses that we reach. And we want to say thank you for your continued support, your continued blessing us to be able to do what we are doing. We want to say thank you so much for this being so generous and kind to be able to sow into us as we do what we've been doing. And we thank God for that opportunity to share and to do what God has called us and instructed us to do, and that is to preach this gospel across this great country into those places where the gospel, listen to me real close, sometimes the gospel has to be heard in hidden places because they want Jesus. And so we thank you for that opportunity. So whatever seed that you sow to us on today, we will be greatly appreciative, and we'll take that seed and we make sure that we are using those seeds to deposit into those lives. And you also help us with our outreach ministry as well, where we actually go out and we feed the homeless. We're getting ready to do a blanket drive. Those of you all who would like to participate in that, you can go to the website. You can go to our Facebook page and inquire in any boxes in our website on our venture as far as the workings that we're going to be doing. We would love to have you guys participate in that. Send out your request to us in that way, and we will most definitely, without a shout of doubt, be excited to have that take place. So again, thank you guys so much for your continued support, your love, your participation, your loving kindness, and your grace that you have extended to us to be able to speak into your lives, to speak into your homes on today. And we thank God for you. And those ways to give is simple, not complicated at all. They are in our Cash App and our Zelle. And those ways to give with our Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's WGC2020. Or you can go to our Zelle. And that Zelle is 346-419-5960. The number again is 419-5960. Thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we look forward to you guys being a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We appreciate you. You guys have an amazing, amazing day.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me.
I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
could only see
the worst in me.
Does
anybody have that testimony? When folks want you off, said you would never make it, what did he teach?